Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we have heard many as we have came along the series. But there is also punishment and torment for the individual who does not recite this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once with his companions, and the Prophet went to his pulpit, his minbar, and he stepped on the first step and he said Ameen. Then he stepped on the second step and he said Ameen. Then he stepped on the third step and he said Ameen. And the companions, they were thinking that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did not hear you make any dua. We did not hear you say anything, but you said Ameen three times. What was the reason you said Ameen three times? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when I stepped on the first step of the minbar, Jibreel came to me and said that may that person be destroyed who finds Ramadan but is unable to get himself forgiven in the month of Ramadan. Then I said Ameen to that. The Messenger says that when I stepped on the second step, Jibreel came to me again and he said that may that person be ruined who finds one or both of his parents, but is not able to get himself into paradise. And I said, Ameen. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when a third step, Jibreel came to me again, and he said that, may that person be ruined, may that person be destroyed, in front of whom your dhikr is mentioned, and he does not recite salutations upon you. And the Prophet said, Ameen to this as well. So we should be very careful that whenever we are talking about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should recite durood and salam upon him, because there are many virtues and blessings of doing so. But if a person doesn't recite durood upon the Messenger of Allah, then he has been referred to as the people who are ruined and as a stingy individual. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that bakhil, stingy is that one in front of whom my dhikr is mentioned and he does not recite salutations upon me. So we should make a habit of doing so. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Welcome back to the programs Lives of the Anbiya, Siratul Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, in which we talk about the affairs which took place in the life of certain prophets, how we can take lessons from it, how we can take heed from the torments we came on some nations, and how we can boost our iman by doing so. And we have covered various prophets and various stories, from the story of Adam alayhi salam to Sheth, to Idris, to Ya'qub, to Ayyub, to Yunus, to Yusuf, to Ismail, Ishaq, Ibrahim. All of these prophets we have covered so far, alhamdulillah. And like this, we're going to cover a very prominent Nabi who is also part of the Ulul Azam Anbiya. There are five Ulul Azam Anbiya, and he is one of those as well. He is no other than Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. The beautiful story of Sayyidina Musa, how he overcame Fir'aun, and then his journey with Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. And all of these things we will be talking about in this and the coming series. So his name is Musa alayhi salam. And from his titles are Safiyullah and Kalimullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that Musa bin Imran is Safiyullah, meaning he is a chosen person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is from the lineage of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim had a son. He had two sons, Ismail and Ishaq. And Ishaq had a son, Ya'qub. And Sayyidina Ya'qub had many children. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is from one of the children of Ya'qub. So if you trace back the lineage of Musa alayhi salam, it comes to Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam. From Sayyidina Ya'qub, he goes to Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. And from Sayyidina Ishaq, he goes to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was born 400 years after the passing of the Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Like we covered in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that the grave of Yusuf alayhi salam was inside the river Nile, and Sayyidina Musa came and buried him in Al-Sham. And so this happened 400 years later. And he passed away after 700 years of the passing away of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam lived till the age of 120. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also had a brother who was also granted prophethood, and his name was Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. And we will cover his story in the forthcoming chapters. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has been described in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that, "As for Ibrahim, look towards your companion, the Prophet himself," meaning the description of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that he looked like me. And as for Musa alayhi salam, he was lean, his color was like wheat, and he rode a red camel whose reins were made from palm fibers. It is as though I am looking at him descending a valley. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was talking about a certain valley, and then he mentioned the complexion and the physical beauty and the attributes of Musa alayhi salam. And the Prophet said, "It is as if I see him." And Prophet Harun alayhi salam was the brother of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he was a year older than him. And he possessed many praiseworthy characteristics, such as courage and eloquence, and he had great patience as well. The Israelites held him very dear. Allah Azza wa Jal also granted him prophethood due to the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 10 scriptures to Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he granted the divine book, the Torah, to him as well. Prophet Harun was also granted it. In relation to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَآتَيْنَاهُمَ الْكِتَابَ الْمُصْتَبِينَ, and we bestowed the luminous book to both of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted both of them scriptures. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a very honorable prophet in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentioned this in various places of the Quran as well. And Allah gave countless blessings to Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Prophet Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. So now we look at some of the events which took place in the life of Musa alayhi salam. Just as a king of Persia would be given the title of Kisra, an emperor of Rome is given the title of Qaisar, and the king of Abyssinia is given the title of Najashi, and the king associated with the Coptic people would be given the name with the title Pharaoh. The Pharaoh of Prophet Musa alayhi salam's era was Walid bin Mus'ab bin Rayyan. He lived for more than 400 years. Prior to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth, the Pharaoh had control over Egypt. His oppression, his arrogance, and his transgression reached a level whereby he claimed divinity for himself. Meaning he became so arrogant and he became so oppressful because of his wealth and his status that he claimed divinity for himself. Meaning he claimed to be a god. He claimed that he should be worshipped. And in addition to this, the Pharaoh divided the people of Egypt and caused mischief and enmity between them. By weakening the Israelites, he enslaved them. His conduct towards them was very bad. He slaughtered a lot of them, and he killed a lot of newborn babies as well. And the reason he killed a lot of newborn babies was that once he had a dream, and he told his dream to the soothsayers or the fortune tellers, and they said to him that a child, a baby will be born amongst the children of Israel who will be the cause of your ruin and end your kingdom. When the Pharaoh heard this, that there's going to be a child born who is going to ruin my kingdom and he's going to destroy me, so he decided that every single child that will be born that year will be killed. But look at the foolishness of Pharaoh, that he believed that the soothsayer to be true, then even if he killed all the babies, it was still going to be destined for him that whatever was going to happen. So him killing hundreds of thousands of children was pointless. After Pharaoh gave this command that every child, newborn boy to be born should be killed, that is what started to happen. So in his area, every newborn boy would be killed, and the girls, the baby girls, would stay. And subsequently, the people in the time of Pharaoh, the elders started to die very quickly. So the people said to him that if you carry on murdering the children and the elders are dying as well, then how will we be able to survive? How will our progenies and our generations go forth? So what Pharaoh decided to do at that stage was he decided that we will leave children for 1 year and we will kill them the next year and we will spare them the year after that and we will kill them the year after that. So he brought a pattern in place. He said that 1 year we will spare the children, the next year we will kill the children. Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the time when the children would be spared, whereas Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the time when the children were to be murdered. So when the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she was a very pious woman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when she found out that she's had a child who is born in the time, in that era in which children are murdered, she became extremely worried. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to her. Allah ta'ala gave her ilham through which it was told to her that do not worry and you will be fine and we will look after your child for you. And it has been stated in different places of the glorious Quran as well. She was also told that if Pharaoh ever comes to find out you about the child, put that child in a basket and put him in the river Nile and leave your trust upon Allah and Allah ta'ala will look after your affairs. So what eventually ends up happening is that Pharaoh, the men, the army finds out that there is a child. So they come to the house of this woman, but this woman, having tawakkul upon Allah ta'ala, puts Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the basket and puts the basket in the river Nile and lets the child go forward. And this has been mentioned in Surah Al-Qasas from the Shaykh Kanzul Iman. And we inspired the mother of Musa, nurse him, then when you fear for him, put him into the river and do not fear and do not grieve. We shall indeed return him to you and make him a messenger. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gave the glad tiding to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that when the time comes for you to depart from your child, it's okay, let him depart from you and I will bring you back to him and I will also make him a prophet as well. So when the people, they reached to the house of Sayyidina Musa's mother, Sayyidina Musa's mother had already sent Musa alayhi salam into the river. And now the river is flowing and the river is adjacent to the Pharaoh's palace. Pharaoh and his wife Asiya was sat beside the stream. When they seen this chest, they seen this basket floating in, he ordered his servants to take it out. The trunk was brought before him. And when they opened, inside was a baby boy with a shining face whose forehead showed signs of dignity and auspiciousness. Upon seeing this, Pharaoh immediately became attached to him. Pharaoh brought that child in. People around him said to him that maybe he is that exact same child who you were foretold about, that he's going to ruin your kingdom, he's going to destroy your kingdom. So Pharaoh, he decided to kill him. But Asiya radiallahu anha, she said to Pharaoh that first of all, you don't even know that if this child, it was born in the year when you were supposed to kill the children. And secondly, leave him, he's only a child. Maybe when he grows up, he will be of use to us, he will be of benefit to us, we will make good parents to him as well. So Pharaoh did not decide to kill this child. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother becomes restless as to her child, whether he's alive, whether he's passed away, what the people have done with him. So she becomes restless and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, translation Kanzul Iman, and in the morning the heart of Musa's mother became anxious and it was near that she would have certainly given him his true state and we not strengthened her heart so she may have faith in our promise. So what Pharaoh did was he used to have wet nurses who used to feed that baby, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would not drink the milk of any other woman and he used to cry a lot. So Pharaoh said that why is he not drinking the milk of any woman? And within those women, the sister of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was present and she said, look, I know a woman, maybe he will drink the milk of that woman. So she goes to the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and she says, oh mother, they are looking for a wet nurse for Musa. He's not drinking the milk of any other woman. Why don't you come with me and you feed him and he will drink your milk. So the real mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he senses that his mother is on his way, he stops crying. He becomes quiet and he suckles onto his mother, and his mother feeds him and she becomes at ease. And Pharaoh says that, why is it that he was not drinking the milk of any other woman, but he has drunk your milk? And she responded, I am a woman who remains clean and pure. My milk is wholesome and my body is healthy. Therefore, children with delicate health, they come to me and they drink my milk. Pharaoh then entrusted that child to her and allowed her to take him home after appointing her as the wet nurse. So therefore, we come to see that the promise which was made to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, that she will be reunited with her child if she had trust in Allah and she did not worry, that promise was fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was still a child, Pharaoh picked him up. And when Pharaoh picked him up, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam grabbed the beard of Pharaoh and slapped him. And this angered Pharaoh so much that he decided to kill him. Upon which Asiya radiallahu anha, his wife, she said that he is only a child. He does not know what he is doing. And you can even test him if you want to. And as a part of the test, on one side there was a tray of embers, and on the other side there was a tray of rubies, meaning there were coals on one side and there were diamonds and rubies and jewels on the other side. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to take the rubies, but an angel made him hold a coil and place it in the mouth, due to which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's tongue, it burnt and he used to have a stammer. So my brothers and sisters who have a stammer, remember Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam also had this. So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam placed that coil and it burnt his tongue and he had a stammer, Pharaoh became convinced that he's a normal child like every other child and there's nothing to be worried about him. And then it goes on to the story of how Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went against Pharaoh and defeated him, and his story with Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, in the following episodes we will cover those as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawakkul like the tawakkul he granted to the mother of Musa, that even after she placed her son in a casket, in a basket, and let it go in the river, because she had full trust in Allah, Allah Ta'ala brought her back to her child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the